Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do encourage you, if you've not already, to check out our store, store.greatdetectives.net, where you can find all my books, audiobooks, and ebooks at a low price. Among them is my novel, Slime Incorporated, which is available as a paperback, an audiobook, or also as an ebook. It's my first detective novel, and it has private investigator Cole Eustick solving a case of murder and dirty politics set against the backdrop of the Idaho gubernatorial election. Pick up your copy today. All right, well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date on this one is December the 31st, 1946. And this one is the Carl Brown murder.
Now, look, Carl, don't feel too bad because the doc says you're not in great shape. Why, you're liable to live to be 100.
Oh, I'm not worried about it, Rennie. All the doctor said was for me to take it easy, not to do anything too strenuous.
Sure. And you know what that means?
What?
You're just as good as you ever were. Maybe better. But you've just got to slow down, Carl. And I'm going to see to it that you do.
Thanks, Rennie. My cleaning shop isn't too strenuous for me. Oh, it's good to have a friend at a time like this.
At a time like what? Look, things are going to be the same for you as they always were. Golf, swimming, gym, everything. Only not as much as before. I tell you what, we'll go down to the gym a couple of nights a week. Just the two of us. Shoot baskets or toss a medicine ball around. Something like that. Something easy.
All right.
Let's make it starting tomorrow night. How about that?
Tomorrow night? Sure, that's fine. Wanda won't be coming home till the following morning.
Oh, your wife out of town?
Yeah, up in Fort Smith. So we can go to the gym if you want to.
Right. And as long as Wanda won't be in town, how about dinner together after we work out?
Swell, I'd like that.
It's a date, then. I'll see you at the gym at 5. After that, we'll go to a restaurant downtown and... Oh, excuse me.
Sure.
Hello?
Hello, Rainey. This is Wanda.
Oh. Hello there. How are you?
Fine. Do you miss me, darling?
You bet I do. Where are you?
Still in Fort Smith. You, want me to stay here, don't you?
Uh-huh.
You're going to go through with it?
Well, sure I am.
Please don't get cold feet, darling. He's the only thing that stands between us. You know that.
Don't worry. I'll do everything just as we planned.
Tell me you love me, darling.
I can't.
Oh. Oh, is he with you now?
Yes.
I better hang up, then. Remember, I come back to town day after tomorrow.
I know. It'll all be done by then. I'm going to take care of everything tomorrow night.
And now, on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Hey, you.
Just a minute.
Come on, come on. Press them pants later, bud. I want to talk to you.
All right. Now, what can I do for you, sir?
Where's the guy who owns this pants pressing joint?
I own this place.
Oh, yeah? Your name Carl Brown?
Yes.
Okay, bud. Then you're just the guy I want to see. Ah, nice place you got here. Makes you good living, huh?
Well, fair living. I'm satisfied.
That's great. Like to know a guy's satisfied. That means he wants the other guy to be satisfied, too.
Well, yes, I like
Look, you. It's going to cost you $100 a week to run this place from now on. $100 a week? Well, the place gets mussed up and you along with it.
And what is this anyway?
It's just a little business deal, bud. You give me $100 every week and you can stay in business. And don't think I'm kidding. I'm going to make an example of you. A sort of exhibit A for the rest of the small shop owners around town.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm just starting in business. Jerry Buck is the name, in case you're interested. But you've heard of me, haven't you?
Yeah. Yes, I have. The police would like to get hold of you.
They can get hold of me anytime they want. Trouble is, they can't pin anything on me. And look, don't you get any idea of going to the cops about this. Because, as I said, I'm going to make an example of you in case you don't kick through with that hundred.
What kind of an example?
A dead example, Bud. See you tomorrow. See you around 10 in the morning. And I'll see $100 then, too. Won't I?
Hello, Blackie.
Well, hello, Carl. Come on in. What have you done, promoted yourself to delivery boy?
Oh, no, Blackie, but I happen to be passing your way, so I thought I'd deliver your suit to you myself.
Oh, thanks. I think I can use it tonight, as a matter of fact. Here, I'll take it.
There you are. I'll put it on the bill.
Do that, will you, Carl? Say, and by the way, how is everything?
Oh, not so good, Blackie, not so good.
Well, what's the matter? You cleaners being taken to the cleaners?
Well, I don't know. Had a couple of bad experiences the last 2 days.
Oh, what's happened?
Well, first of all, my doctor says I'm not in such good shape.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carl.
Gonna have to take it easy.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that, Carl. Taking it easy will do you good.
Yeah, I suppose it will. But it's what happened in my shop this morning that really has me worried.
What happened?
A fellow named Jerry Buck came to see me. Wants $100 a week from me or else.
Uh-oh.
What'll I do, Blackie? I can't afford to give this guy $100 a week. And if I go to the police, he'll kill me.
We'll contact the police, Carl. We have to in a case like this, but not yet.
Yeah, but...
What this fellow is trying to do to you is one of the crimes I hate most. What time tomorrow is he coming for his hundred?
10 in the morning.
10 in the morning, huh? All right. I'll be at your shop at... No, better still. I'll pick you up at your house and go to your shop with you.
Well, I go down to work at 8. Will that be too early for you?
No, I'll be there. Now, don't worry about a thing, Carl. We won't let this guy get away with this.
Thanks, Blackie. I'm not in any danger tonight. No one saw me come here. Later on, I'm going to the gym, and then to dinner with a friend of mine.
Well, go ahead and have fun. By tomorrow, your troubles will all be over.
That was a great meal we had, Rennie. We got to eat there every time we get through at the gym.
That's okay with me, Carl. You feel good.
Oh, great. That little workout gave me an appetite, and the meal was... Hey, look, I'm home already. What are you trying to do, Rainey? Get rid of me?
No, Carl, I just thought you'd like to hit the hay early tonight.
Oh, but not this early. It's only 8 o'clock.
Well, I'll come on in and shoot the breeze with you a while. How's that?
Swell. Oh, it'll be good when Wanda gets back to town tomorrow morning.
I guess you miss her, don't you?
I sure do. Can't understand why she stayed in Port Smith so long. A boyfriend, maybe?
Not in Port Smith, Carl. Her boyfriend is right here.
I guess he is at that, Rainey. Oh, Wanda's a swell girl. Wonderful wife. Well, come on in. Let's chat a while.
Sure.
Well, say, you don't have to stay if you have something to do, Rennie.
I have only one thing to do tonight, Carl, and that's to stay with you a while.
Thanks a lot. You're a terrific guy. You know, I don't know what I'd do if... Hey, Rennie, what are you doing with that gun?
Just holding it, pal.
And pointing it at me. Oh, put it away, Rennie. We don't want to have one of those I didn't know it was loaded accidents around here.
It's not pointing at you by accident, Carl, old pal.
Rennie.
Surprised, huh? I don't blame you much. I'd be rather surprised myself if my best friend said he was going to kill me.
Hey, Rennie, what is this? Some kind of a joke?
No, Carl, this is no joke. This is murder.
But, Rennie, why? Why do such a crazy thing? You know you can't get away with it.
Get away with it? Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, no, Rennie.
No one will ever know you were murdered.
Rennie,
because when I get through with you, the coroner's verdict will be death from natural causes.
Hello, Mrs. Brown. I'm Boston Blackie. Is your husband... Mrs. Brown, what is it? Something happened to your husband?
He's in a bedroom, in bed, just as I found him this morning.
Dead, Mrs. Brown?
Yes. I've called the doctor, but he hasn't come yet.
When did he die?
I don't know. I got home from Portsmouth very early this morning and found him. I thought he was just asleep.
In other words, he might have died in his sleep?
Yes. Yes, he might have. He was under doctor's care.
Yes, I know. Well, let's have a look at him, huh?
If you like. How did you happen to call on him, Blackie?
Well, we had an appointment to go down to his shop together this morning to meet a man named Jerry Buck.
Jerry Buck? I've never heard him mention anyone by that name.
No, I don't imagine you have. This is just the way you found your husband, Mrs. Brown, in bed, just as he is right now?
Yes. Just as he is now.
Not a mark on him. No sign of disturbance in the room, no bruises on him to show his death wasn't natural. But just the same.
Who are you calling?
The police, Mrs. Brown. I think your husband was murdered.
Murdered?
And in an amazing way, too. I don't know how, but he was murdered, I'm sure.
Who'd kill him?
Probably Jerry Buck. He came to see me yesterday about that shakedown Buck was trying to pull.
Shakedown?
Yes, but that's not important right now.
Faraday speaking.
Hello, Inspector. This is Blackie.
I'm out alone. Things were too quiet here at headquarters. Goodbye, Blackie. Whatever you want, I'm not interested.
Well, I have a murder you might be interested in, Faraday.
A murder? Whose? Yours?
No, I'm sorry, pal, but the only thing that could possibly kill me is your stupidity. The dead man is Carl Brown, and I think he's been murdered. Maybe poisoned, or maybe killed some new way by a man named Jerry Buck.
Jerry Buck? Now, isn't that nice? Why did Jerry Buck kill him?
For $100 shakedown money, Brown wouldn't pay.
Oh, no, Blackie. I know Jerry Buck and his work. He's a no-good guy, and I'm going to get him one of these days. But it won't be for murder. He's not the murdering kind.
That's what you think. Better send somebody up here and have a look at the body.
Sure, sure. I'll send up the coroner and a couple of men. What's the address?
909 Evergreen Street, apartment 2.
Okay. You think Brown was poisoned, huh?
Well, there are no marks on. He wasn't shot or stabbed or killed by any visible means.
Or by Jerry Buck or anybody else. It's murder, huh?
Yes.
I bet this one turns out to be death by natural causes. Goodbye.
Blackie, are the police coming?
Yes, Mrs. Brown. They'll be here in a little while.
May I come
then
in?
Oh, Rainey, please do come in.
I got here as soon as I could. Wanda, I'm awfully sorry to hear about this.
Well, it must be a shock to you, too. Oh, Rainey, this is Boston Blackie. Blackie, John Rainey.
How do you do, Miss Rainey?
I phoned Rainey to come over as soon as I found Carl this morning.
No.
Rainey's almost like one of the family.
You knew Brian well, Mr. Rainey?
Yes, we've been the best of friends for years. I think I know how he died, too, Blackie.
How?
Overexertion.
I'm afraid that's what it was, too.
What makes you think so, Mr. Rainey? Did you see him last night?
Yes, I did. We went to the gym for a light workout. Carl was an active guy. I thought it was better to taper off the strenuous stuff rather than drop it cold.
Well, that's sometimes wise, yes.
But this time, I'm afraid it wasn't, though he seemed to be in good spirits at dinner.
Oh, you had dinner with him last night,
too? Yes, about 6:30. Then he left to come home and relax.
And he was all right then?
Yes, seemed to be. Oh, poor guy. Guess he died in his sleep.
Well, if he had to die, I suppose it's best this way.
Yes, if he died, as we think. Did your husband always sleep with his wristwatch on, Mrs. Brown?
What? Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah. That is strange.
What's that?
His watch. I noticed it when I first came in. It was running, and it's kept perfect time since we've been in here.
Well, it's a very good watch. Carl was awfully proud of it.
Good watch, is it? Well, maybe so. It's keeping time all right now, but it's exactly 2 hours slow.
2 hours slow?
Yes. And I wonder why.
And now back to Boston Blackie. Carl Brown, who has been ill, is told by gangster Jerry Buck that unless he pays him $100, his shop will be wrecked and he'll be killed. So Carl goes to see Boston Blackie. And Blackie agrees to be with Carl the next day when the gangster comes for payment. That night, however, Carl's friend, John Rainey, pulls a gun on Carl and announces that he is going to kill him. Next morning, Carl is found at home, dead, without a mark on him. Death is attributed to natural causes, but Blackie is convinced Carl was murdered. As we return to our story, Blackie and his friend Mary Wesley wait in the dead man's cleaning establishment for the appearance of a gangster, Jerry Buck.
10 o'clock already, Blackie. If Mr. Buck is going to come here, he should be here by now.
He may be stalling just to worry his victim a little.
A lot poor Mr. Brown has to worry about now.
Yes. I wish Jerry Buck would show up. He'd certainly help me prove something.
I know what. That he didn't kill Mr. Brown.
Smart girl.
I don't see what's smart about it. If he killed Mr. Brown, he'd know there was no point in coming here to collect money from him. Blackie, what kind of poison killed Mr. Brown?
None, Mary. I realized that after I told Faraday I thought poison had killed him right after. There would have been some evidence of death by poison if he'd been killed that way.
But there were no marks on him, you say? He couldn't have been killed any other way.
I still think he was murdered, Mary. Murdered in a new and clever way. That watch, 2 hours slow. It's a clue. I know it is. I only figure out what it means.
Maybe it just means his watch doesn't keep time.
It keeps perfect time, Mary. I checked it myself and didn't lose a second. Now, why is that watch of Brown's running 2 hours slow? How does it prove Carl was murdered?
Please, Blackie, don't ask me.
I'm just asking myself, Mary, and I'm telling myself the hands of that clock point to Brown's murderer. I'm sure they do.
Well, the hands of the clock in here point to well after 10. Obviously, our friend Mr. Buck is not going to show up here.
No, obviously not. So I think I'll show up at his place.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah?
Did you hear over the radio about that guy, Carl Brown, you was going to see this morning?
Come in, Maude.
Yeah. Just now. Guess you got to pick another sucker to get the business started.
Somebody's at the door, Maude. Go see who it is.
One of the boys, maybe.
Yeah, but maybe not. Open the slide panel and see who it is first.
Yeah. Yeah? What do you want?
I want you to open this door.
Get lost, character. Hey, let go of my necktie. Let go of you.
Not till you open this door.
Hey, Jerry, make this guy let go of my necktie.
Open the door for him, Maude.
Let go of you.
I think I know who he is.
Do what the man says, pal.
All right, but let go of me first.
Sure. I'm coming in the door fast just so you won't change your mind and close it on me.
Yeah, what do you want?
Close the door and I'll tell you. That's a good boy. Now, you just be quiet. I've come to see your pal, Jerry.
What do you want me for, Blackie?
Oh, you know who I am, do you, Jerry?
Yes.
Good. Why didn't you come to see Carl Brown this morning as you promised you would?
2 reasons.
You said you'd be there at 10. What's one reason?
Well, first of all, I was going to be late anyhow, just to worry the guy a little. But then I heard over the radio a little while ago, there wasn't any reason to see him at all.
You expect me to believe you didn't know he was dead until you heard it over the radio?
That's right.
That's also a lie.
Look, I don't like to be accused of anything, bud. Lying or murder.
Maybe I should take this guy apart for you, Jerry.
Yeah, Maude. Maybe we should teach this Rover boy a little lesson.
You mean maybe he had a punch like this?
Hey, now, Blackie, you don't hit a pal of mine like that without getting hit yourself.
Hold him, Jerry. I'll take care of this.
Just open the door, Maude.
Okay.
Conversation's closed, huh?
Okay, now, Maude, let's slap him around and toss him.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll get him with this chair, Jerry.
That got him. The door's open, so let's toss him out. Grab him, Maude.
Yeah, I got him. Right.
There. Now, close the door and let him lie out there a while.
Sure, Jerry. Look what I'll be able to tell my grandchildren. That I tossed Boston Blackie out on his ear.
John Rainey must be an important man, Blackie. He's kept us in his waiting room long enough.
The secretary said he'd be ready in a little while, Mary. He's a pretty busy man.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll read this magazine or something.
What's the matter? Do I bore you? Don't answer that.
Silly. Oh, maybe this is Mr. Rainey now.
Yes, it is.
I can see you now, Blackie.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Rainey. Come on, Mary.
I'm coming.
I'm sorry I kept you waiting so long, Blackie. I was on the long-distance phone.
That's all right. Miss Wesley, Mr. Rainey.
How do you do, Mr. Rainey?
Now, what can I do for you, Blackie?
I'm convinced your friend Carl was murdered. Maybe you can help me prove it.
But, Blackie, it's obvious that Carl died of a heart attack. And in fact, I feel partly responsible.
You do?
Yes, I took him to the gym with me last night. And even though we just had a light workout, I'm afraid even that was too much for him.
I don't think he died of overexertion, Mr. Rainey. And I'd like you to help me prove he didn't.
All right.
Now, what do you know about Carl and his wife?
About Carl and Wanda? What do you mean?
I mean, did they get along?
Of course they did.
Are you really sure, though? Isn't it strangely convenient that Carl's wife was out of town the night Carl died?
Why, no, she... Look, are you trying to say Wanda had something to do with Carl's death?
I'm saying she might have wanted him to die. It's just a hunch, though.
But Blackie's hunches are usually right.
I don't like any part of this. Wanda Brown is...
Wait a minute, Miss Rainey. Don't get excited. I didn't mean what you're thinking. I'm sorry I said it.
You should be.
Well, I am. Come on, Mary.
All right, Blackie.
Thanks, Mr. Rainey, but I don't know what for.
Sorry I couldn't have helped you. I'm sorry I got angry, too.
Forget it. Coming, Mary?
Yes, I'm right here. Goodbye, Mr. Rainey.
Goodbye.
Well, we certainly got plenty of nothing out of him.
Yes, didn't we? Well, let's get back uptown and concentrate on that watch.
That watch again?
Yes, I'm still absolutely certain that Carl was murdered. That watch is the clue. Why was it 2 hours slow?
Well, you keep asking the same question, so you get the same answer. I don't know.
Say, wait a minute, Mary. You know what kind of a place we were just in?
Well, according to that sign up there, we were in the John Rainey Ice and Fuel Company.
That's right, and it gives me an idea. We're coming back here tonight to prove that John Rainey killed Carl Brown and how he killed him, too.
So you want to look around my ice plant this morning, dear Blackie?
Yes, if you don't mind. Miss Wesley here has been pestering me about it ever since we left here yesterday.
Well, I'm flattered. We have about the best plant in the city, Miss Wesley.
So I've heard. I hope you'll show us through it.
Be glad to. Right this way. Through this door here, we can go right into the main freezing room.
Good.
After you, Miss Wesley.
Thank you.
You should really be here late in the afternoon when you lift the big ice blocks out of the vats and
cut
them.
Well, maybe you'll let us come back then.
Anytime, Blackie.
What's that humming noise?
The generators that run the pumping machinery here. That odor you smell is ammonia, of course.
Oh, yes, I recognize that.
Miss Wesley is a nurse.
Oh, a nurse. Well, Miss Wesley, this is where most of your ice packs come from. We supply most of the hospitals in town.
Miss Wesley is a private nurse. Most of her cases are in homes.
Yes, but people in homes have headaches, too.
By the way, Mr. Rainey, what's behind that big, heavy door over there?
That's the newest addition to my plant, Blackie, the deep freeze room.
Big unit, isn't it?
Biggest deep freeze room in the state.
Can I see that, too, from the inside?
Oh, may I, too?
Well, I wouldn't advise it, Miss Wesley. I'll just open the door and give you an idea of how cold it is in there.
Okay. Oh. It is cold. I give up. I'll wait out here.
I thought you would. All right, if I go in, Mr. Rainey?
Of course, Blackie, for a minute or two. Here, I'll go in with you and show you the mechanics.
Fine. We'll be out in a minute, Mary. Then we can hold hands.
No, thanks. I'll wait till you thaw out.
Say, it is really cold in here.
Yes, we'd better not stay in here more than... Blackie, what did you just pick up off the floor?
My watch.
Your watch? But how did it get in here?
I put it in here. I came back after we left you last night.
Last night? But I... The door. It's closed. We can't open it from here. We can't get out.
Oh, yes, we can. When I give Inspector Faraday the signal.
The signal? Inspector Faraday? A policeman?
Yes, in a manner of speaking.
But what's he doing here?
He's helping me with a little experiment. And it's worked. My watch has stopped, all right, just as I thought it would be, frozen stiff.
Why, of course it stopped. It's so far below zero in here that...
That a man would freeze to death in less than half an hour. And his watch would freeze, too, and run again after it was thawed out.
Well, sure, everybody knows that.
Sure, but not everybody knows that Carl Brown died by freezing, and in here, where you put him...
Are you kidding?
Don't pretend to be surprised, Rainey. All I needed to prove that Carl was murdered was to find out why his watch was running 2 hours slow. The works were frozen for 2 hours, that's why.
Why, you...
Put that away. Put away that gun. It's not going to do you any good.
It's not going to do you any good either, because I'm going to kill you with it.
I don't think so, Rainey. Have you forgotten we're locked in here?
What? We've got to get out of here. We'll freeze to death in a few minutes.
The way Carl froze to death in here?
Blackie, we'll freeze. Open the door! Open the door!
No use pounding, Rainey. Faraday won't open the door till I give the signal.
Then give the signal. I'm freezing.
This is the way you killed Carl, isn't it? You locked him in here.
No! Let me out! Let me out!
Open the door! Open the
door! It won't open till I give the signal, and I'm not giving the signal till you give me that gun and start talking.
All right. Here, take the gun. Take it. Now give the signal.
You admit you killed Carl by putting him in here?
Yes. Now give the signal. I'm freezing.
I'm freezing, too. But first, why did you kill Carl?
Because Wanda and I wanted to get rid of him. Now, have them open this door. I'm dying. The call is too much. It's too much.
Well, too much for Carl, too. Much too much. There's the signal.
Oh, Blackie.
You get what you want, Blackie?
Yeah, yes, Faraday. He admitted everything. Better let Rennie lie down. I think he's about to pass out. He has passed out.
Oh, Blackie, your face and hands are almost blue. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right, Mary, but this is the first time I ever got hot on a case by getting cold.
This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series. Oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. Well, something a little bit different. Boston Blackie occasionally gives us the how catch 'em rather than the whodunit. And I thought this one was an enjoyable one with a pretty good closing confrontation between Blackie and the murderer. Of course, it's a confession that would never hold up in court, but with Blackie's hypothesis and probably being able to gather other evidence, the murderer is pretty well taken care of. It would have been nice to see the murderer squirm a little or try to get out of it, as often happened on Columbo, but I guess that's the limit of having a half-hour series. Also, for those who are not fans of the puns, I think that Blackie pretty well limited them this week compared to prior episodes.